It's time for another edition of San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, your voice in the San Luis Valley. Without further ado, enjoy the program.
It's coming sooner than you think. The second annual Thunder in the Valley Rally. Motorcycles, firefighters, veterans, food, motorcycle barrel racing, beer, a DJ all day, and a band at night. Non-stop dancing, family fun, and did we say lots of really cool motorcycles? Do you even need to know more? Well, yes, you do. Let Claire Bear, Scooter, Fathead, and Richard tell you the big story.
I'm Adam, and we're over at the Monta Vista Chamber of Commerce, meeting with several gentlemen, members of the Brothers Keepers Motorcycle Club Chapter 19 for the San Luis Valley. I got a very special event coming up. Let's go around the table and introduce everybody first. Jim Clare. Hi, Jim.
Yes, I'm Jim Clare. I'm a local resident, been here for 63 years, served with the Monta Vista Fire Department for 25 years and retired from there, and then got tied in with the Brothers Keepers several years ago. Great organization. I ride a Harley-Davidson FLH. It's a firefighter limited edition. And a lot of fun. Enjoy it.
Jim, I understand you have a nickname. You're known in some circles as Claire Bear?
I go by Claire Bear, Bear, just several different nicknames. But Claire Bear I grew up with in high school playing football, basically.
All right. Next on the table, Richard Negley. Richard, it's good to see you here.
Thank you.
Thank you. And you are president of the board of the Veterans Coalition of the San Luis Valley?
Right. Unfortunately, I'm not a member of the Brothers Keepers. I used to have a Yamaha 650 back when it was a big machine, but long time ago. We were very honored, though, to be recognized by Brothers Keepers, and we found that a number of veterans are former firefighters. I respect them highly.
Richard, tell us just a little bit about yourself. I mean, where are you from?
Born and raised in Virginia. This life, though, I've been here 25 years in the Valley. Family came through, though, with Kit Carson a few years before that, so it took me a little while to find my way back. I'm a Vietnam veteran. Technology is my business. Retired now and working to help veterans of the Valley.
Continuing around the table, Matthew Cordova. Hi, Matthew.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing awesome. You are the current president,
yes.
I understand. Okay, the Brothers Keepers Motorcycle Club, Chapter 19.
Yes, I was born and raised in Garcia, Colorado, about 18 miles south of San Luis, right on the border of Colorado, New Mexico. Been here all my life. Yeah, I'm a member of the Costilla County Fire Department, and we were also members of the San Luis Valley Firefighters Association. So when we were in this organization is when the idea came up, because we saw a lot of fire members that rode motorcycles. So we put the idea out there to the association, let's start a motorcycle club. So we did research, and we chose the Brothers Keepers Motorcycle Club for the simple reason that most motorcycle clubs out there, you have to ride a Harley-Davidson. This one, you don't. As long as your knees are in the breeze and your two wheels, you're more than welcome. The only criteria is you got to be a fireman, retired, active, career, doesn't matter. We also do associate members, which include either your wife or a sibling. Other than that, it's a great organization. As part of the Brothers Keepers, we are encouraged as part of the chapter to find a local organization or charity to help. We chose the Veterans Coalition of San Luis Valley to be our organization to support the year, but we do support other runs, charities throughout the valley and even into Pueblo and that. So we're pretty much all over during the summer.
Matthew, I understand your nickname is Fathead?
Yeah, my nickname is Fathead. I got that years and years ago from a friend of mine at work, and he told me, you think you know everything, you're a fathead, and it just kind of stuck.
Oh,
I kind of told him, well, I know a lot, not everything, but I know a lot. So, and it stuck since then. So I've been known as Fathead before the club, and it's just been my name since then.
And last but not least, Scott Deacon. Scott, you're a member, former secretary treasurer, and also known as Scooter.
Yes, that's correct. Years ago, I was riding a Harley-Davidson Sportster, and some guys called it a scooter, and they said, there comes Scooter on his scooter, and that's how it all happened. Well, I was born and raised in Monta Vista, and I was on the Monta Vista Fire Department for 26 years. I'm a past secretary and treasurer of the San Luis Valley Firefighters Association, I'm also on the Monta Vista Fire Department Rural Protection Board. I've served on that for like 20 years. The way I met Matt was Valley Association. I was going around trying to get a secretary and a treasurer, and Matt and the vice president of Brothers Keepers was there too, and that's how I met all these guys. And the firefighting gets in your blood. You can tell if somebody loves this stuff. If they'll get up at 2 o'clock in the morning to go fight a fire, there's ones that just fizzle out because it just isn't in their blood, but it's a brotherhood, and love all these guys.
One of the things I might add, when Scott and myself first got on, we had a gentleman from Muskehooper. His name was Art Cooley, and his saying was, fire department comes first and everything else second, and he lived by that. And that's how we looked at it as, the life that we lived in the fire department, and that's how we ended up.
Let's get into a little bit of history here. What is the Brothers Keepers Motorcycle Club to begin with?
The Brothers Keepers was actually started in 2003 in Shreveport, Louisiana. It was started by career and active firefighters in the area, and from there it just grew to where it is now. The San Luis Valley chapter started in 2013, and I think we are up to 36 chapters. We are also in Canada and Australia, and we have several chapters in Louisiana, Texas, Kentucky, Colorado. I mean, we're out there, and it just keeps growing and growing. And I think one of the reasons why we grow is there's a lot of firefighters out there, volunteer and career, and they share a passion, like Jimmy said, for firefighters and motorcycles. So I think that's two things that bring us together, and we have so much in common that that's why we band together so much and have a great time, and I think that's why our club is growing as fast as it is.
Where does Chapter 19 cover? Is it the entire San Luis Valley or beyond?
It is the entire San Luis Valley, all the way into New Mexico, because, of course, the valley does stretch all the way up, I think, up into Española, New Mexico. So we have currently one member in Cuesta, New Mexico, and we have a prospect member out of Taos, New Mexico, that came to our last meeting. So we cover the whole entire valley.
About how many members do you have?
Right now, we were at 15. We lost a member last year. He passed away, and we are currently at 14 with two prospects. So.
And you got a great big event coming up in June. Let's talk about that. What's the Thunder in the Valley?
This will be our second Thunder in the Valley. Like the guys were saying, we found the organization we wanted to give the money to that we raised. And last year, we were able to raise $2,500, which we gave to the Veterans Coalition. And this year, we are going to have it at Sky High Park. It'll be on June the 8th. And hopefully we're just going to have a big fun time there. We've been talking about having different events. We've got the whole complex of Sky Park, so we're going to have vendors inside. We'll sell food and beer. We're going to have events outside. The guys are talking about having a barrel race on a motorcycle in the arena. There's several different events. They have the slow run where you try to go as slow as you can on a motorcycle. We're just going to have a whole gamut of stuff. We're going to have a band in the evening and a dance. We're going to have a DJ all day to play music. And it'll just be a big family gathering. We're working on getting our sponsors now. I'd like to mention that last year, Valleywide Health Services and Rio Grande Savings and Loan, which Valleywide covers the entire San Luis Valley, and then Rio Grande Savings and Loan is in Monta Vista, Alamos, and Pagosa Springs. They were both large, large donors, and we couldn't have put it on without them. We're working on getting them to come back in as major sponsors, which I think they will, and we're looking, combing the valley and even other areas for people to come in and sponsor this, because the majority of the money, there is an operating expense that we incur, but the majority of the money goes to the Veterans Coalition, which it just brings tears to your eyes. We had one guy that came over last year to the event, and he was a veteran. I just got emotional because he was thanking me and our group for putting this on, but he put his life on the line for this country, and it just was monumental. I'll never forget it. We will have a good event. Last year it rained, and this year, being we got Sky Park, we're going to have a bunch of the stuff inside the building, so weather won't be dictating so much to us. and we had 100 motorcycles in the poker run last year. I don't think we're going to do a poker run. We're going to maybe do some other stuff with events. And
well, Scott, if somebody wants to reach out to you and say they want to donate, how do they get in touch with you?
They can reach myself, Jim Clare, or Scotty Deacon, or any other of our members. We do have a Facebook page, Brothers Keepers 19 of San Luis Valley. They can reach us through there also.
You're working in conjunction with who for the event, and why did you choose a particular group?
We're working with the Veterans Coalition of the San Luis Valley, and as we mentioned earlier on, it's an organization. We kind of talked about different causes that we wanted to look at, and we met Richard Negley some time back and decided this would be a great cause and event valley-wide. And as a matter of fact, we get people coming in from out of the valley for this event and the donations we get. And just working with Richard has been a great honor. It's something that we're proud of doing. A lot of the other clubs do things like burn runs for charity groups and stuff like that, PTSD for firemen. We chose the Veteran Coalition of the San Luis Valley, and we're excited about this. Last year was a great event. Along with that, I'd like to add that the Brothers Keeper Motorcycle Club Chapter 19 is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. And Scott was thanking a lot of people that we've worked with. Some of those that I'd like to thank also is the City of Monta Vista. Without them, this wouldn't be possible. Last year, they worked greatly with us, and this year they're working with us again. It's amazing what effort they put into this, and we really appreciate them also. Now, the other one I want to mention is also the Monta Vista Chamber of Commerce. We started working with them a couple years ago. It's been one of those deals you kind of hit and miss, you know, who do you find to work with and who works with you. And after getting tied into the Monta Vista Chamber of Commerce, we found out that it's a great organization, and a lot of the stuff they do not only helps the town, but it's an economic development to the town and the community itself. So we definitely want to thank them also.
Richard, if you would explain a little bit about the Veterans Coalition of the San Luis Valley.
The Veterans Coalition of the San Luis Valley is an organization of veterans and community partners, such as the Brothers Keepers, that care about veterans and their families. Our mission is to honor and serve the needs of the SLV veterans and their families by facilitating timely access to current information, assistance, and resources. In other words, to help veterans any way we can. The coalition was formed in 2012 because the VA was unable to staff the Valley's VA clinic with a doctor. Sounds simple, but in a rural area, not so much. As such, veterans were required to commute as far as Denver for basic health care. This created many hardships, especially for aging and disabled veterans. 200-mile trip one way to Denver, especially in a bad weather, can be very difficult. By partnering with the businesses, individuals, and other Valley organizations, and elected officials, the coalition was able to bring the VA to the table, along with the Valley's five healthcare provider organizations. We're lucky that Congress at the time noticed there was a problem with the VA, was preparing to address the problem by creating the Veterans Choice Program. The partnerships created between the VA and the SLV healthcare organizations fell under this program. It was a rough start and continues to be for veterans, but many veterans are taking advantage of local non-VA healthcare resources. The battle is not over, however. One of the issues that we discovered recently, as in 3 years ago, was suicide. Suicide in veterans at that time was 22 a day. The Veterans Coalition was approached by the VA research organization in Denver, which is the national location for research, to work on developing a suicide prevention program for veterans. This has been a 3-year partnership with the VA and our local healthcare providers. We have been replicated 3 times now, once in Montana, once in North Carolina, and most recently in Northeast Colorado. And 2 weeks ago had a suicide prevention summit in Boulder where the VA rolled out the work that we have been doing for 3 years. March 5th, the president has signed an executive order to work on suicide prevention nationally for veterans. This is a great honor for us to be chosen by Brothers Keepers, Chapter 19. We have found that a number of the firefighters are also veterans, and it's our mission.
How long has the Veterans Coalition of the San Luis Valley been around?
We came together in 2012 because at the time the VA, as I said, couldn't keep a doctor at the VA clinic. For 4 years, we had five different doctors with at least 6 months in between each one of those. So as you can imagine, doctors were coming and going like a revolving door. Healthcare in rural areas is difficult at best. And when you have five other healthcare organizations all trying to secure doctors, the VA was coming out last. So now with the Choice Program, which has now become named the CARES Program, which in June will be called the Mission Act, veterans are getting more opportunity to use non-VA healthcare resources and not have to travel to Denver or even Albuquerque. There's 2 miles difference between the two, to get even basic healthcare services. Last week, we held the first Women Veterans Healthcare Forum in the Valley. We had 30 women veterans healthcare providers, and this was a woman's only event. Even three women from Denver Front Range came down, veterans that had special expertise to share with the local women. Excited about this, and just finishing up the news article.
Richard, what is the best way to reach out to the Veterans Coalition of the San Luis Valley?
Our website is VCSLV, that's Veteran Coalition San Luis Valley .info. Phone number is 719-992-4108. Email is info.vcslv@goj.org. We have been, for the last year, having communication forums with the VA on a monthly basis. This is a forum where veterans, families, anyone that's interested is invited to come to the location that we are able to secure for the venue. It is an hour-long conference call type of event with the VA senior leadership team for the state of Colorado. All questions are on the table, and it is an opportunity for veterans to have their specific issue dealt with or at least addressed, not in public, but to have an opportunity to get to the people that make the decisions.
Gentlemen, I believe you said this is your second year of doing this. Do you plan to continue this as an annual event?
Yes, we do. And just to emphasize, last year, when we got done with the event, we were able to present a check for $2,500 to Richard and the coalition. So we felt that was a good start, and we hope to continue this event. It's just good for the general public, the club, the coalition, everybody involved. It just gives us great honor to do it. Along the same line, we talked about some of the events. Matt talked about that a little bit. What do we do outside of this? One of those is we try to have a couple of runs for the club each year as a group. And one of the ones I might emphasize is when we went down to Taos, New Mexico, we made a run through there down to Angel Fire and Red River. They have a memorial down there in that area, and we stopped down there. One of the things that we were surprisingly impressed with was the fire station at Taos. If you get a chance, you need to go down there and see that. There's a community room down there that has artwork from all over the community that's been donated. And what they told us, the value was over $3 million, just in artwork donated to that fire department community room. So it's stuff like that, and then going on down to Red River and Angel Fire. Great event, a lot of fun, a lot of camaraderie. Even if the weather doesn't cooperate, we still have fun.
If a person wants to become a member, what do they do? The requirements?
The requirements is you have to either be a fireman, active or retired, and you do have to ride a motorcycle. It doesn't matter what make, model. that's about it. I mean, if you like to ride and like to joke around and swap stories with fellow firefighters, you're more than welcome to come on by and visit us. We have a monthly meeting every month, different locations. We tend to move them around. Mostly we have them in Alamosa, and then we go down to Garcia, and then we have a couple in the Fort Garden area.
One of the things I want to emphasize is there's a lot of firemen out there with motorcycles, and if we can just get them to come in and not be afraid, we've approached several of them, but, you know, they're always kind of afraid to do something like this, but we have a lot of fun, and like we said, there's quite a few of them out there in the valley that have motorcycles, and we definitely would like for them to come in and be a part of this. It's a great club and great organization, and we got a good goal that we're heading towards.
I think what happens a lot is, you know, when you see MC on there, a lot of people tend to think, you know, Outlaw Motorcycle Club. Even though we do interact with a lot of what they call 1%er motorcycle clubs, we are not a 1%er motorcycle club, but we do respect them. They respect us. I mean, it's a lifestyle. Just like being a firefighter is a lifestyle. I've been around 1% club members most of my life. Great people. Some of the greatest people you'll ever meet. Some of the nicest people you'll ever meet. But when we started this, we wanted something where we could accept everybody, you know, whatever kind of bike they want to ride, we'll accept them. That's one thing I think a lot of people get confused about. Between us and 1%ers, there's not really much of a difference, to tell you the truth. We're all great people and just like to help. One thing it is motorcycle clubs are probably one of the biggest donors to any charity in this country. I mean, we donate millions upon millions of dollars.
What's a 1%er?
A 1%er motorcycle club, it started when a lot of veterans came back from World War I, World War II, and that, and they came back and they were looking for the camaraderie I think they had when they were in the service. And they started forming motorcycle clubs, and they deemed themselves 1%ers because they felt like they were different than most any other citizen in the United States, so that's where it came from. Nowadays, they consider 1%ers outlaws, and a lot of them do, I mean, but there's a lot of them that are just regular folks that wanted to belong to something. And, you know, most 1%er clubs are veterans, but I think it's because of the camaraderie and the brotherhood is why a lot of these motorcycle clubs formed. That's why they formed, and that's why they continue to form. I mean, now you have different MCs. You have firefighter motorcycle clubs. You have police department motorcycle clubs. You have a bunch of different motorcycle clubs. It's just a form of brotherhood.
Other events or rides that you have or are thinking about having this year?
We get asked a lot to help put on poker runs. We do that several times each year. People have reached out to us, I mean, that want to raise money to help a family member raise money to go to doctors because they're, you know, have a cancer or some other ailment, and they just looking for somebody that knows how to put on a bike run and or a poker run. And we do. We'll go in and we'll do everything we can for them and bring in more money to them and help them out. We have had several other organizations ask us to help them put on events and stuff. So we're just out there to help. I mean, that's all we want to do.
Okay. And for those who might not know, what is a poker run?
A poker run is you go on a bike ride and you have different stops. At each stop, you basically drawing a card at each stop for a poker hand. And then at the end of the rally, you see who has a winning hand, and it's either prizes or money.
To wrap up, let's go back to Thunder in the Valley Rally. This is June 8th, and proceeds are going to benefit the Veterans Coalition of the San Luis Valley. It's over at Sky High Park in Monta Vista.
Well, once again, we've changed the venue a little bit. We've moved to a different location. We hope it's bigger and better than last year. We hope the weather cooperates. One of the other things we wanted to mention is we're looking at having a silent auction with some stuff there that'll be donated. Some of the prizes and stuff that'll be part of the fundraiser. The facility is, like we mentioned, is an excellent facility. They got a lot of, probably 20,000 square feet indoors, and they got the arena outside. No matter what the weather is, we have the facility to take care of it, and we hope it's a big event and we get a lot of people coming in.
I'd like to extend an invitation and, in fact, a challenge to the American Legion Riders. This last year, we had several Legion Riders from the Valley participate in the Thunder in the Valley Rally, and this year we're going to reach out farther to the Front Range, to New Mexico, and like to see more veterans participating.
Jim, Richard, Matthew, Scott, gentlemen, thank you so much for taking the time to sit down and talk with us about the Brothers Keepers Motorcycle Club Chapter 19 here in the San Luis Valley and your upcoming Thunder in the Valley rally event. We certainly hope you have a great turnout for this event, and we're looking forward to it. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thunder in the Valley Rally is happening June 8th at the Sky High Complex in Monta Vista, with proceeds of this event going to the Veterans Coalition of the San Luis Valley.
The second annual Thunder in the Valley Rally is sponsored by the Brothers Keepers Motorcycle Club, Chapter 19. Proceeds from this annual event go to help veterans in our area.
Some of the activities planned for this year include a silent auction, motorcycle barrel racing, food, vendors, beer, a DJ during the day, and a band at night, non-stop dancing, fun, and more.
If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, having a vendor booth, joining the Brothers Keepers Motorcycle Club, or for general information, contact any of the club members or reach out to them through their Facebook page, Brothers Keepers MC19.
Make your plans now to attend the second annual Thunder in the Valley Rally, Saturday, June 8th at the Sky High Complex in Monta Vista. We'll see you there.
We appreciate you telling your friends to listen to the podcast on slvoices.com and check out our extensive calendar of events. More listings in one location than any other website around. You can help spread the word, too, by joining our Facebook group, SL Voices, the voice of the San Luis Valley, and liking our posts on other social media outlets. Also, check out our Instagram page for behind-the-scenes looks at what we do. And please, patronize our local sponsors. Remember to support the businesses here in the Valley. Most are owned and operated by your family, friends, and neighbors. We all love this area and want to see it flourish. You can help by buying and supporting locally in your own and surrounding communities. Check back for another local podcast soon. Until then, this has been San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, the voice of the San Luis Valley.